Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter A22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to another great commentary.
Yay.
Yay. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hey, hunties.
Hey, Austin. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Alrighty, so Amber is not here today. She still has family visiting, so it's just going to be me and Austin today. Sorry for all the Amber fans in the audience, but what are you going to do?
The stands. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm. We stand. But on to what we're commentating on today, which will be episode 24 and 25 of Power Rangers Wild Force, titled Reinforcements from the Future, Part 1 and Part 2. In these episodes, a trio of Meteorgs from the future travel to the present day to align themselves with Master Org.
Oh my god.
Talk about a terrible fusion. So, in case y'all were wondering, September will be team-up month, so the two commentaries we will be doing this month will be team-up related. So, Enjoy that fun while it lasts, because in October we're gonna have some spooky time.
Spooky!
For those unaware what a commentary is, me and Austin will watch the episode on Netflix and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever the hell you decide to watch this episode on. I don't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch the episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
Also, since this is a two-parter, we will be editing in a brief intermission between parts one and two, so to avoid confusion and to keep you synced up with us, begin part two when the second countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Wild Force Access. Did you know that the guy that sung this theme song also toured with B-52?
What?
Really? Mm-hmm. Just a fun fact for you. That's going to be a lot of fun facts in this, by the way.
As if Wild Force couldn't be gayer, we get someone who toured with the B-52s.
Mm.
I kind of wish they used the demo theme, though, JS.
The one from the finale of Time Force?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty bop.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty bop, good lord.
I'm not mad at this theme, though.
Yeah.
At least it's not a rap.
Work them nails, honey. Wow.
We're wild.
Why are you talking on your cell phone? That is illegal.
You're literally driving and talking, bitch.
You're driving like a crazy person. Good lord. Look at me driving. Yeah. I love my new car.
She drives worse than me.
Move it.
Unless I gotta go. Sorry, bitch.
Yeah, you've broken like 5 laws right now.
She's like, why the fuck did you pull me over? What the fuck? I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Why are Silver Guardians handing out parking tickets? Aren't they based in Washington and Toronto, Colorado?
This is a good point.
I mean, I guess.
But also, why would they be handing out tickets anyway? Because it's like, you don't really do that.
Yeah, you're not police officers. You're literally bodyguards for pay. Well, not for pay anymore. Mm-hmm. You're still in Silver Hills. Like, this just confusing, because these are the only two seasons that don't take place in California.
Yeah. Silver Hills is in Washington, the state, or D.C. area?
Washington State.
Interesting.
Yes, and Turtle Cove is in Colorado.
Hmm. I don't believe that because there's no stoners in this season.
Well, it wasn't legal yet.
True.
Hi,
who
Deviot.
The fuck are these bitches?
Hi, Deviot.
Deviot looks so good here.
Even as a kid, I'm like, why the fuck is Deviot here? But they just took a lot of monster suits and like stitched them together and repainted them.
What did that car do to you? The fuck?
Also, who are you flexing for? I'm like, what
themselves,
are you doing this for?
I guess?
Oh, look at me break this car apart.
Toxica and Jindrax are looking pretty horny tonight.
They're running horns. They're dukes.
They're not orcs.
Other half.
So, like, what pieces of the other mute orcs? Like, what suits do they take from?
Well, there's the Deviot one, which is mostly right. Deviot, and then the one in the middle with the big head and that like has Darkonda's body. That's one in space amalgamation, and the third one has pieces of Lightspeed monsters attached to it.
Mm.
That's I made a whole fun. Article. Check it out at morphflexi.com. The monster.
Hashtag plug.
Hashtag yes, sponsored by morphflexi.com.
Poor Toxica and Jindrax. Oh, he can't count.
Well, the less horns you have, the more superior are Jindrax.
I love how Jindrax has, like, those, like, neon color dots under his eye. Like, where did he go to beauty school?
Mm-hmm. Well, he had, like...
What eyeshadow was that?
He had, like, 5,000 years of... so, I guess...
True.
Beauty school.
Oh, they are scary.
I'm scared.
I guess all the Silver Guardians are in Colorado? Was that a bazooka? What the fuck was that?
Arrest? Where are you going to put them? In jail?
Where are you going to
put
them? Are
you
going to try them?
Arrest them?
Oh!
Pew pew.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Why? Because I'm evil. Damn, okay. Do they even talk?
Yes. They talk backwards in this part for some reason, and then they start talking normally in part two.
There's no reason for them talking backwards?
No.
Okay.
And some people have actually, like deciphered it, and it's just, like, very vague stuff. Like, we must find Master Org and stuff, and I'm like, okay.
They couldn't just play that forward.
I don't know, I guess they wanted to have a reveal about them wanting to find Master Org. What do you know? Ooh. These orgs want to find the Master Org.
Time for us. Ew, with the split screen.
Bring out the red spandex.
That was smushed. Huh? Ooh! Oh, damn, I hit that styrofoam rock. Fuck.
Oh, no.
I love all the wire work in this episode.
Koichi at his best.
Icon.
I should come back to Power Rangers, but I doubt he would. He's doing a lot of Sentai stuff right now.
Yeah. Ooh!
Whew. That was close. Explosion!
Some of that ADR was really bizarre. It's like because it would cut to slow motion, but then it's like the ADR is still playing out like normal, so it's like, okay. Speaking alien language. Thank you, Netflix.
Aliens, they're meat ores. Neither of them are alien based.
Who the fuck these bitches?
What, there's animals now? What the fuck?
Also, they named their group after us. What is that?
It's a tracker.
Okay. They got away. They didn't even say anything to us. Take off that stupid hat, Wes. What are you, French?
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, they're unleashing your inner Karen.
She's like, you gave me a ticket, how dare you?
Let me speak to your manager.
We came to help you, even though all we did was stand in the background. It's like, sis, you were speeding, swerving over the road, and on your cell phone. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. The fact you didn't get your license revoked for doing that is surprising.
Yeah.
Good thing he didn't see you talking on your cell phone. They're monsters, guys. Who the fuck cares if they're mutants or orgs?
Like, it matters.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter.
Can you imagine if this turned into, like, a PSA about not texting and driving and she, like, got in a car crash and, like, almost died?
Oh, that would be too... that would be way too dark.
Maybe save that for the movie universe.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, the Pink Ranger leaking, like, her friend's nudes, she could, like, text and drive. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's too close to, like, to movie Jason. He texted. Well, he wasn't texting, but he got in a car accident. I don't ship it. Am I the only one?
Kinda. A little bit, just a smidge.
But that's just because really I don't like Eric.
They didn't really do that many romantic things this season except for Shayla and Eric, so I'll take what I can get, I guess.
I don't like that either.
Well, Wild Force is on your top five worst, so I'm not surprised.
Oh. Oh, I'm standing in this green screen of a background of the future.
Didn't think to tell you guys.
3001.
Yeah, because they're a year behind. Because 2001, it's 3000, 2002, 3001. Because apparently timelines are happening concurrently.
Not Jen.
Oh, she's totally dead.
Like, says she's fine. And take off that stupid hat.
Fucking beret.
Wee wee. Who
do you think you are?
Wes Pierre Collins. Get out of here. Speaking alien language. I didn't even know that one had a cape. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Capes are always fun.
They're not talking backwards right there.
Because she had a little recorder thingy that was probably translating it.
Oh.
Google Translate. Fuck you, boxes!
Isn't there a Google Translate, like, app? Or it might be a different app that, like, if you, like, hold it up and someone speaks a different language into it, it translates it for you?
I've seen commercials for that, so maybe.
The future is now. You didn't hear to give me another ticket?
She's gonna say that, I think. At me!
She did!
She's really hung up on that ticket!
Oh my god, well, bitch, maybe
you think you're above the law?
For real, just because you're a ranger. I think the fuck not.
Who fucking cares what they're called?
Literally a monster is a monster, so. God. That was a lazy zoom in. That's my eagle sword.
Well, I've got a giant T-Rex.
My T-Rex eats your... What? What's the line? From Forever Red.
My T-Rex will eat his dragon sword for lunch. Ah.
Why the fuck was she in the water?
That's her thing.
Why?
She just hangs around there. I don't know. Ask her.
A monster is a monster, sis.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I don't care.
These are orgs. No, they're mutants. No, they're monsters.
No Tino shade, but Princess Shayla's outfit looks like it comes from Party City.
Yeah, it's a little basic.
Why did the camera have a shot of the back of his head on the TV?
Oh, yeah, that would be weird. Maybe it's like a whatchamacallit, one of those 3D cameras that like go around the whole.
What world. The fuck? That's so weird.
I guess they didn't want to just show. I don't know, because I think
Time Force did that too.
Yeah, it's displayed in a way where it's like there's no back to it. It's just a screen. It just appears, so it looked weird.
I think because like the Hunger Games movies had like kind of like holographic TVs like that. But if you were watching on the opposite side of it, it would just be like a mirrored image instead of like the back of it.
Shit, Nadir's got to work for children. Ugh, jail.
That sucks.
Like pink cotton balls did it take to make that outfit? Lord.
How did Lucas's hair get worse in Wild Force?
Mm-hmm.
Too much hair gel, sis. Why is Max dressed like that?
It's the early 2000s.
Orange and blue. He's wearing a blue or an orange long sleeve with a blue plaid shirt with a vest on top of it.
Ugh. Eric, please, you don't have any friends.
I know, you're a dick all season of Time Force. They're not your friends.
Especially God. Red ones. Wait a few
if
episodes.
Cole was talking to me like this, I'd just be like, get the fuck out of my car. I'd push him out.
The narrow maximum security prison. If I ever become a rider on Power Rangers, I'm going to call a prison. I'm going to name a prison after you, Austin.
Why?
Because Finero. Amit Bama thought he was being pretty clever when he named it Finero. That's a member of the fandom back in the day.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He would do that.
Daddy!
Why are you wearing your villain outfit?
I don't know. He wanted people to remember him when they come to see him, I guess.
At least they're giving the trio something to do here.
I mean, and they're still in the background. They're going to team up. It's all Wes, Jen, and Eric.
Well, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
At least Cole wasn't driving.
Gotta find the story.
Slow down running.
It's a team up, so there's a fight in the quarry.
Oh, of course.
But not the quarry. We get it!
We get it.
Well, that says, yeah.
Yes, Instamorphs.
Better than doing split screen.
I know, because that split screen for the Wes and Eric morph earlier.
Pew, pew, pew.
That Lion Blaster is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is that original for Wild Force?
No, it's in Gal Ranger.
Oh, thanks. Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Now that's a boulder.
That scared the shit out of me. Save your boyfriend. What the fuck? Come on, Danny. Let's go.
I thought you were the Iron Bison.
He was really just standing there holding his leg, like, my leg. Wait, that made me think of something. You know, like in the Turbo movie where Catherine's just like, my leg.
And then, like half of her focus episodes.
Have I ever done a meme and just put the voice from SpongeBob into that?
I don't think so, but maybe you should do that after we...
I think I'm going to do that.
Alrighty.
You heard it here first. Owie.
Just got to reload your blaster.
Oof.
Here it comes.
I'm waiting. No, they're like speaking like sim gibberish.
Not so fast, Mutorg.
Yes!
Icon, legend, the moment.
I mean, come on now.
That I fucking
yes!
Oh my god.
That outfit is so sickening.
That outfit alone has made all the cringy dialogue in this episode so far worth it.
I know, right? It's what we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
This music, too, is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And they've only used it in this episode. They've never used it again in one.
Yes!
Yes, do those backflips. Work stunt double.
Let us have it.
I really wish that Shattergrid had her in that outfit. That would have been amazing.
Oh my god. That would have been delicious.
Also, whenever we get an LC figure for Jen, I kind of want that head, too.
I don't know about that part.
I don't know. As long as she doesn't have a derpy face, I'm fine.
Just don't make her smile.
Yeah, don't make her smile.
They could, because, you know, like, the reference photo, I feel like they'll use is, like, that photo of Aaron Cahill in the suit, like, helmetless.
Yeah,
and I Jen think she's wearing a ponytail in it, so I'm fine with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Jen doesn't smile, so...
Yeah, like, if... Oh, I swear. Them's fighting words, Hasbro, if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Master Org, you fake-ass bitch.
Ooh. Ooh, he's getting turned on right now.
Ooh! Nasty.
What's with the random metal door in this Org cavern?
Oh, now you speak
English. He's not mastering in any way. Spoilers.
He's not.
No, he's actually a weird, creepy guy that swallowed org seeds because he wanted to fuck a woman.
Ew.
Alrighty, so that is the end of part one. So let's wait for the intermission and wait for the countdown. And when it says to go, go, that's when we will start part two.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Meow.
Meow. Gotta listen to the intro again.
Again. A fucking again. Nothing new, nothing changed, same old shit, same old fucking shit.
Well, it is a two-parter, so. It's not gonna change theme songs between episodes.
No.
Battleizer.
Go! That Battleizer's alright.
Yeah, it kinda looks like it's like a little, you know those jelly cookies with like the jelly in the middle? Kind of looks like one of those is on his chest.
Ew! You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Like how the movie Power Coins look like jelly donuts.
True, but they were sponsored by Krispy
Kreme. I was just about to say that. Yeah, I guess that's fitting.
Work those nails, Hanny.
Why is the elephant Zord in the intro?
I don't know. All these other Zords are.
homophobic.
Because Alyssa loves the elephant Zord. It's her favorite Zord. She, like, has a nervous breakdown when Zanaku steals her animal crystal. Damn millennials with their goddamn technology. Shayla, back to the screen.
That outfit is sickening. Only a week? You were missing, like, weeks ago.
Well, it's time travel.
I wonder if the Sins of the Future graphic novel will go into Reinforcements at all.
I feel like it's probably going to be taking place after Reinforcements.
Since right, it seems but like I mean, like, if time... they, like, will mention it at all or anything.
Maybe.
The same bullshit.
I mean, we never see them go back, so...
Why is there a shot of the back circuit? That's so
weird. I don't know. Maybe it's a 3D scan.
Ugh. Hate it here. Strap in, folks.
Fasten your seatbelts. This is going to be a bumpy time travel.
Why does his hair look like that? It's not even all green anymore. It's like different shades of green.
Maybe it's the same way. They got a little crunchy.
Ew.
Hit it in the butt. Slap that ass.
Do you think the Transwarp Megazord is into fisting?
I mean, it punched itself in the gut, so... Maybe. You gotta be pretty limber to do that.
Gotta go to the same beach. Wait, how is this the same? Are they in Silver Hills or are they in Colorado? What the fuck's happening?
I don't know. It's all in California. It's all filmed in California. These are the same damn locations.
I know.
Oh yeah, that does look like a crunchy wig. Ugh, yikes.
Yeah, it's so losing ugly. Its brain. Yeah. Oof. Excuse me?
Rancic. Oh, Alex? Shoot that motherfucker.
She's like ready to kill him.
Time Ranger. Okay. Fucking Sentai purist. Time Ranger. When do they ever refer to as Time Ranger?
Literally never.
Shut up, Cole.
What the fuck? He's like, oh, he listens in his heart.
Shut up.
Don't touch me.
Who the fuck are you? How am I supposed to believe you? Well, this stranger told me you have a heart. Well, so in that case, I'll free you.
That's some dumb shit. They had to bring him here for them to tell the story instead of just putting him on, like, this Zoom call.
They all wanted to be in the same room.
Kind of. Excuse me?
They were originally orgs that were, I guess, fused with this demon.
This future looks weird. Why the fuck is it so, like, desolate?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe... Maybe because the future is fucked up and we only see one city.
God. Ew. What are you?
You're like weird cheap statues.
Like claymation things. And our quest is the same.
Yeah. Gotta reuse those demon ghosts from Lightspeed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
So they're both. So everybody, shut up. They're mutants, they're orgs.
I like that that's how they explain giving him. It's like,
yeah, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Think you're clever, don't you?
Because everyone was very clever.
I mean, you can explain that he's a mutant and he did that, but it was a cool way to mm-hmm. make him do the use those powers.
Mm-hmm. How could you?
So did Rancid pull the deer out of his leg? How? Who the fuck's the mother?
I don't know.
You have to twist him.
No.
I mean, can kind of, you have a time chip.
I don't think Jen would ever do this.
Does he really need to be unhandcuffed for this?
No. And he like goes to stab her like right away.
Yeah. Remember, my weapons, my body is made of bone swords.
I always thought that was terrifying. Now kiss.
Kiss. Damn
I swear,
it!
I swear to God! Like, they literally, like, looked at each other's lips, too.
Damn it.
Even Eric is like, I swear to God.
Those fucking straighties.
I bet even if they filmed, like, Wen. Well, I guess their ship name is Wen, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. But if they did film a kiss between them, like, it probably would have gotten cut anyway.
I mean, that's what they do with Ninja Steel, so.
Bullshit. Can't show a half-second kiss on the lips between straighties for some reason.
We only just sell them at Toys R Us.
About a really? Gun?
You're a pilot, not a
pilot. Cadet. Not fun. Oh, look, the same power plant we see in Forever Red.
Yeah.
Even though that one's on the moon. Wait, that makes no sense.
I guess they were like, okay, we rented this out for the team up, so why not use it twice?
Oh my god, that actually makes zero sense. That is so weird.
Now that is a weird screenshot. Rancic in his spiky, muscular body with friggin' Shayla in a pink, not a pink, a white dress with flowers on it.
I mean, the White Ranger does have pink accents, so.
True.
The power.
Well, they're beaten ass anyways.
Alright.
Why did Nadira need to go there? That's fucking bait.
Because she looks sickening.
I mean, I guess we call it Kate Chill and might as well bring her along.
Max's outfit makes me want to die. Like, that is not fashion.
I mean, it's the early 2000s.
I know you're straight, fashion. Sort of, but come on.
Max and Danny, come on now. Never give Danny's up. Yeah, this is literally the same factory from Forever Red.
But it's on the moon. Like, well, how is that on the moon? I don't understand.
I don't know. I think they filmed these team-ups back-to-back, so...
Oh, did they really?
I mean, probably.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
What foot soldiers are in Forever Red? That's the Kongs, right?
Yeah, the Kongs, because Machine Empire.
Right.
It's cool to see the Putrids fight, because those foot soldiers are rarely used in Wild Force.
Which is so annoying to me, because I like these foot soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I got an on-card Putrid figure at PMC.
Interesting. Well, this is kind of weak. Like, Jen has to team up with Alyssa.
Ooh! Like,
the shade is real, but yeah. Imagine, like, she was... Taylor was bragging about her gun skills. Imagine if Taylor was the one that teamed up for when, like, they were pee-peeing the house down boots.
But it's because like they're...
It's the badass fucking leather chick with a friggin' bookworm in a tiger jacket.
A teacher.
Ah! Oh, Jesus!
Oh my god! What the fuck?
Damn. Damn body switcher Dark Conda, whatever the hell your name is.
Meet org number one.
Or Fang or Takok or Kirid, one of those names. All fan names, by the way.
They actually have names?
Yeah.
Okay. I would just call them Meet org one, Meet org two, Meet org three.
The one that looks like Deviot, the one that looks like Striking, and then the one that looks like Body Switcher and Deviot.
Sure. Why are they still speaking sim gibberish?
I don't know.
Sis.
Yeah! Rancic's ready to play and ready to slay.
Aww.
I guess we got a Regime / turn him human spoilers. He's human. He's human now, so he doesn't have to be in jail. Yay!
No, put his ass back in jail.
Human absolves him of all crimes.
It's because he's white, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a white guy now. It's fine. Oh, someone is acting! Someone wanted that daytime Emmy.
Did he even get the nom?
Doubt it. Power Rangers doesn't get nominated for shit like that. Kamen Rider has an Emmy, though. Dragon Knight?
What? Kamen Rider?
For stunts.
Oh my god, but Power Rangers doesn't have an Emmy for stunts?
I think they were nominated in some seasons, but I don't think they won. I feel like if they won an Emmy for Power Rangers, I feel like we'd know.
Yeah.
Throw me the gun.
This is fierce.
Pew pew.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, that's why you should have teamed up with Jen.
For Oh, and now they're speaking. Where the fuck did you come from? Where have you been?
Fucking nowhere.
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, for real.
Could have used your help a while ago, bud.
Was there no reception at Willie's Roadhouse?
Here's the Sentai morph with fellow shopped heads. Good. Yes. Time force. Yes. Cog Merrick looks so ridiculous. See, they're calling them themselves Time Force, not Time Ranger.
And Time Ranger Rancic.
Rancic! Alex?
Yes, Rainbow Explosions! Love it.
Yes!
I love that staple.
I know, bring that back.
I think they did it in Dimensions, or was it just a regular explosion?
I can't remember now. I thought it was just a regular explosion.
I think it was just a regular explosion. But I want rainbows in the next one. You hear me, Simon Bennett?
Oh, please, he's not listening to this.
Oh, please, yeah. I don't want to make demands like some fans have.
Ooh! Hold on.
I mean, it's true. Like, you can't use them, so why bother?
You can't use it, yeah. Legal issues. Which is so interesting to me, because it's like, I've been listening to, like, podcasts about, like, internet culture and, like, the mid-thousands and how they influence movies. And I guess that was fine then, but it's not fine now.
I bet they made laws after people sued.
Probably. Because, like, the line from, like, Snakes on a Plane, like, that came from the internet. They reshot that and added that in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, X-Men is the Juggernaut bitch. They also
Yeah, the fact that laws only come out, only become laws because somebody sued.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah, like, I came up with that. I need to be compensated.
555555. Koichi using all those wire work
looks maneuvers. Stunning. Use it better, maybe. Oh, they just yeeted that bitch.
Beep you.
God.
Okay, whoever you are. We literally just met 2 minutes ago.
Like, I don't even know your name.
Battleizers on display. All of them are fucking gold.
They look really good together, actually, though.
Well, yeah. They match. That was easy.
Wait, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, we talked about freaking... We talked about laws about taking ideas, so...
I know. Not that much fight, though.
Oh, yes. Look at that moisturizer. Work that face. Face.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's Rancic.
Aw, Jen likes him now because he's a human and not a mutant anymore.
That's kind of racist.
Yeah. Oh, like, Circuit's there. He's baby.
Aw, he's baby. Tiger Self, I'm Circuit.
You're a totally Circuit.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've been wanting this.
I guess I'm that bowl of fruit on the table.
What? Okay. Feel your oats, I guess. Now everyone's eating you.
Remix. So.
This like kind of reminds me of like the remix of Hanging Tree from Mockingjay Part 1 that turns it into like a trap song. Yes, drink that coconut milk. Aww, you think you're cute.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Max!
I don't think so.
I'm still scary.
Where did he get that shirt from? Did he shirt look like a bowling alley?
I wish he was wearing like a Hawaiian dad shirt.
Oh, I ship.
Oh, but I ship Lucas and
Vera. Thanks, for Hyper Force, for breaking those two up.
Hyper Force isn't canon at me.
It's its own canon. I gotta say that, or people are gonna attack us.
Fight me.
All right, and Ranger T.
Yeah, at the Ranger T on Twitter.
What the fuck are they doing? Is he like, it's Why? A book, let her read.
Oh, I like his red shirt with the black undershirt, though. That looks nice.
Because he's not a Red Ranger.
Ooh. Yes, queen.
Yeah, kick her ass. Kick his ass.
I love Katie.
What's with Jen's hair? It's too long. It looks like she's wearing extensions.
No, it's a combination.
Why are they racing?
The jacket she's wearing has... Oh, no, it doesn't. I thought the jacket had, like, frills or something. That's just her hair.
Race?
I don't know. I guess they wanted to see whose dick was bigger.
I guess. And why is Alyssa there? They're not an item or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Alrighty, so that is the end of Reinforcements from the Future. Austin, do you have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
I feel like, yeah, because, okay. Rancic risking himself to destroy the mutant part of the mute orgs was fine. But then that, like, reversing the mutant effects on him and then everyone's suddenly okay with him because he's a human and not a mutant was weird.
Yeah, I don't know what doing that erases his mutant part from. I mean, I guess he was like shedding their mutant house, so it erased their mutant house. Wanted to just kill him instead of turn him human. Like, what part of him is human?
Yeah, what part of him is human? Because wasn't he just a plain mutant, like, period?
Yeah, he was made from like baby juice in the year 3 in the future that
like that like mixed with like toxic waste or something.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I needed another draft, I guess, to explain that. They explained the bone thing, but they didn't explain how the fuck he turned human.
I know.
Also, another thing, why the fuck were the Silver Guardians handing out parking tickets? And
why y'all in Colorado? Why is the beach from Washington in Colorado?
Why are they in Colorado when Silver Hills is in Washington?
Like, Colorado doesn't have, like, an ocean. Like, they don't have beaches, unless it's, like, a lake, like...
I mean, I guess we gotta ask Jay that. what else? I liked Jen. Oh my god. That is
Jen
a moment.
Fucking killed it. She let us have it. I did wish we got the kiss, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that was a perfect moment for it.
It is their epilogue. Come on now.
God.
Also, I kind of like that this team-up was kind of like an epilogue to Time Force in a way, because a lot of team-ups are just like, oh, they just fight. But this told a story in a way.
We actually see the characters having more development.
And it's not just like, oh, they get picked out of the they get picked out of the past to fight for 5 minutes and then they're and go, bye!
Right.
Like, that's the East team-up with Dino Thunder.
Ooh!
I do really like the fight scenes. Those are great, even though the North fight was like 2 minutes long and we talk over most of it.
I know, yeah, there should have been more fight footage because it's like these big, like, scary, like, mute org things. Like, we can't, like, have, like, a more... And it just didn't feel impactful or, like, lasting.
I will give the production crew credit for making those out of old monster suits. They looked very cool, even though I didn't notice Deviage when I was a kid. I was like, why is Deviage there?
Well, even as a kid, you weren't being fooled by nobody.
Oh, no. Baby Ray was not having it. He noticed every little thing. Mm-hmm. Even forever, I'm like, why are Beetleborgs there? Hmm?
Yeah, I liked the suits, and like all like the stunt work was amazing for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Koichi had his best. So in team-ups, where would you rate this on your like tier list? Even though we're doing team-ups later... We're going to do that in a ranking video down the line, but where would you put this?
I think it would maybe be, like, 4 or 5 on, like, a top 5 list. Like, it's, like, very, like, middle ground for me. Like, it's mostly just higher up there because of the Time Force Rangers.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fun team-up, and, yeah, I'd probably put it in my top 5, too, maybe 4.
It's probably one of the it's definitely one of, like, the better parts of Wild
Force. It was bumped down a little bit because of the Beast Morphers one, but we'll get to that at a different time. That is excellence.
One last hot take. Where the fuck was Merrick all episode? Like, why
didn't he just shows up at Network?
He just shows up and is like, hey guys, I'm here too.
Yeah, I guess he was too busy playing pool at Willy's Roadhouse. Alrighty, so what did you guys think of this episode in the audience? Let us know by tweeting us at The Grid PR. Tune in next time where we'll be commentating on episode 31 and 32 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, titled Thunderstorm, Part 1 and Part 2, my personal favorite team-up. But before that, we will be releasing our big Beast Morphers catch-up special. That's going to be a lot. 5 episodes, guys. Oh, lordy.
Lord.
Until then, everybody say bye, and by everybody I mean Austin. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.